Welcome, welcome, welcome. Beautiful day to you. Ra's going to join me. Mermaid's going to join me today, passively, or maybe not. Who knows? You want to say hello?
Hello, everybody.
All right. Project Review with Q here. Thank you, everyone, for joining me again. Let's get to work. So I think I'm going to do one more week. Let's do one more week. Give people who possess land that do not have land patents in America only, keep them coming. If you've already submitted, we have them. Anyone that is in possession of a home in mortgage, leasing, or otherwise, give and wants to homestead their property, send in your project so we can get you organized there and aligned so we can get educated as well on the different types of homestead and or the variables around it. Can we just kill chihuahuas? Is there a chihuahua is there a chihuahua in that? Anyway, the possession of land is really important for me because we get to prove where the homestead is, who's on top of it, who isn't. Looking for where homesteads crisscross or intersect on parcels that have been identified. Really, really important because homesteads cannot be revoked. You can't remove them. It's very difficult to at least. And it's very valuable to me to educate myself. So, as an example, don't buy land from a real estate agent if you can help it. The entire housing industry is corrupt, and it's not because these are bad people. It's because they got duped. You can't own real estate. You're just in possession of it. And so that's my great. Was there something you'd like
Oh,
to say? Did you ca capture a chihuahua? You did, huh? That was
I just wanted
nice
to
segue.
say, I just wanted to
Proves that
say.
it proves that the Q has emotions. It
It's not just, you're going to also be educating people that do not own their home as well. I just wanted to say that it's
Oh.
not only focused on people that own a home or land and can homestead it. There's, more importantly, almost of people that don't own anything, and have to rent and stuff. You will, right? You'll be at some stage educating how you actually homestead a piece of land and claim it as your own,
Yeah,
which
okay.
is completely allowed and possible. It's just about education.
Right. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, what we have assembled now is we've got the phone lines ready. Looks to me like we'll do the healers. So we'll do Monday through Friday. The admin people can help and fill in. So Mondays will look potentially like the healers group. Tuesdays would look like collaboration centers. Wednesday will be maybe the homestead groups. Food and so forth will be Thursdays. Farming Fridays. So that's the way we're going to set up the phone lines for now. Let me get a last message out. KC and the Sunshine Band. Yeah, go ahead with the direction you're going there. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you. And I think the last item I had was probably going to have Lucia, one of our great helpers and healers, on next week if I can get her playing, bouncing phone calls with her. And heaven is where it's at. I think I'll take some calls if anybody wants to chat. Is there something you want to say?
No, that's okay. Go
Okay,
ahead. I'm
cool.
excited for the calls.
Cool. All right. So, John, let's see. We got John. And organ transplant and control question. John from Canada, organ transplant and control. Can you elaborate on what your question is about? Hello, John.
Hello there. Nice to finally talk with you guys.
Beautiful day to you. Thank you so much for your participation. Our great love to you. How
Hello.
can I help you?
Well, I'm with Carrie's Lovelight playroom, and it's a continuation of the questions that we have there. So when someone has a heart transplant, what higher self does that connect to? Is it their original or the donor or both? And how and is there any other organs that are transplanted that may affect your body as well?
Great question. Very easy to answer. It should come real obvious to you, because I can already feel that you already know the answer. And please pass on my great love to Carrie. This is not standard, but for most people, when you take another being's organ, you are going to inherit those epigenetics. Right. And so this is why I had a vendetta against dentists for a while, and realized it was maybe a bigger puzzle there than I wanted to get involved in and encourage other people to. But when you go and put you have a tooth backfilled, you're usually getting bones from a cadaver. Well, that cadaver's epigenetics are going in your mouth when they backfill a root canal and so forth. And so the same with any organ. can you displace the epigenetics from the other human? No, it would be very difficult. So we've got to remember their blood type could be the same, but they still have the historical information stored in their genes. Hope that helps you.
Wow. So it's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough one for me because, you know, you're just one step away from being a robot anyway. So there have been civilizations where, so you're already seeing part of it where they're putting, you know, when you get a hip replaced or a knee replaced, turning you into the Terminator. And so if I keep, Star Wars did a pretty good job of explaining, I can take your heart and I can take your mind and I can put it in a robot. I don't need anything else.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Second question. Yes, it did. Yes, thank you very much. And the second question, there seems to be a lot of controversy over so-called solar flash or light wave coming in, which would heal and upgrade our bodies. Could you please settle this once and for all? If there are upgrades from light flashes of any kind, how do these upgrades occur?
So it's continuous. It's not one event. It's constantly growing. So that's why people are saying, I got a download yesterday. It was amazing. Well, that's your light codes absorbing more of the light codes of source. So will there be a recalibration of source at the end of the ascension? Yes. Will it be a light flash? Yes. You probably perceive it as a flash. But it's not the purpose and or the nucleus for ascension, because you're light too. You're just like the sun. You're just a portion of you, a portion of light in your physical body you're representing, reflecting, experiencing. And you're constantly getting more. And that's why I'm so heavy-handed and go out on a limb. As long as you keep commanding your spirit to increase, enhance, that is part of you receiving more of your light codes from source, which is the sun, and or the highest dimensional relationship you're going to have with source is from the sun.
Some of us
more than others, huh? Rob, some of us are.
No,
yeah, you couldn't wait to speak.
No,
up,
I was
could
gonna say some of us are very close with the sun and absolutely are always doing what we can to send out these beautiful healing and upgrading rays all the time. So yeah, I think it's very beneficial to sit out in the sun whenever you can. And that's why I think for many of us, it's just bliss to get a little bit of sun on us. Everyone loves to sit out in the sun. Who doesn't? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a few minutes.
There's some people I encourage get into the desert and you can play with the sun. It will calibrate and configure with you. So that is a great tool. And then you'll get a lot of freckles too.
So there would be waves and pulses where there's times where it would be what you're going to absorb would be higher and lower. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's mostly because of your atmosphere. All the electronics around you right now are just all the microwaves are what's prohibiting you. once we can remove all these satellite communications, microwaves, radio waves, you're going to get it very, very quickly. The weaponization of communication is what you're experiencing, and the limitations of this type of human body for, as a summary, as a generalization. Otherwise, you would already probably be on the hip of ascension right now.
All right. Okay. And Q, is deja vu a person actually witnessing cutting and pasting?
Most deja vu. We've been playing, we have a couple clients that are powerful enough to create bilocate in the future like myself. So they can go backwards and forward in time like myself, but aren't really controlling it yet. So I have seen many people in that scenario that aren't really controlling their time travel yet. And it's confusing and are also being cut and pasted, which would in most cases always be deja vu. So very rare, most deja vu, you're not supposed to be reliving your life over again. You're not supposed to be reminded you were supposed to do this. You're 100% creative force. So I'd say 99% of the time, deja vu is an abduction.
All right. Right. Okay.
Did I answer your questions?
Do you mind? It did. Yes. Thank you both very much. I've been working on a couple of cute little jokes. I hope it's okay that I tell them. Would that be fine and lighten things up a bit?
Look, if you know, we don't like being upstage. I mean, if you can upstage, man, I don't know. Let's see it. Let's hear it, John.
All right. So, all right, man. So, all right. So there's two young mermaids. You might like that. And they're sitting at a bar and they're having a couple of drinks and they start to loosen up a bit. And one mermaid says to the other, "Don't you think that Q is a lovely boy?" And the other mermaid says, "Yes, I do. He dresses so nicely." And the other one said, "Yes, and quickly too." No, that was for the mermaid. Now the next one.
Right, thank you. Sorry,
the next one is there's these three guys out golfing, and it's Jesus, Buddha, and this other fella. So Buddha steps up to the tee off. He tees off, and the ball goes straight down the fairway, about 200 yards. Great ball. And then Jesus steps up. He hits the ball. It goes down about 225 yards. It's right on the green. Then this other guy steps up. He hits the ball. Terrible slice. Bounces it off a spruce tree. Down it goes into this pond. A second later, an alligator pops up with it in his mouth, spits it in the air. Just then, a seagull's flying by. He catches it, eats it, and just as he's going over the green, he craps it out, and it goes right down the hole. And Jesus looks at Buddha and looks over at the other fellow and says, "Oh, come on, Q. Quit screwing around and play golf, would you?"
You know,
So there's one last one.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Okay. So now it's back in the Western days. Q's on his horse. He rides up to the bar and he gets off the bar, tethers the horse. He goes around He goes around the back, lifts up the tail's horse and kisses him right on the butt. And the bartender's watching this and he knows him. So Hugh is in, he goes to the bar and he says, "I'll have a tequila." So the bartender gets it and slides it down. He said, "Why would you do that?" He said, "What?" He said, "Go around there and kiss your horse in the butt." Hugh points at his face and he says, "Oh, chapped lips." And the bartender says, "That'll cure the chapped lips." Hugh says, "No, but sure as hell keep it from licking them."
Hey,
okay,
John,
guys, thanks for your time.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we'll get say hi to the group for me, and we'll be in contact with them. So thank you.
I will.
That's great.
Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
God bless. So much blessings for all of you. Thank you so much. All right, let's see if we can get another call in here. There's only been like 100 callers, I'm told, by BBS. So their bucket, I'm sure, is full. Let's look for Kevin has a question about cell phone usage. Kevin, cell phone usage question. Please go ahead if you're still there.
I'm here, Q. Can you hear me?
It's my favorite favorite game show, IQ.
Yep. Glue, 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 glue. I love it when you start the show with that.
Yeah, you must be another Canadian transplant in Florida.
No, okay. So I wanted to. I wanted to say hello, Mermaid. Love you. Love you very much.
Hello.
I wanted to kind of continue the conversation you had last hour about the cell phone usage, and you know, practically everybody on the surface of this globe has a cell phone. So one of my questions is, how did the other civilizations who went through the ascension process deal with that particular issue? That if, in fact, maybe they had phones, I don't know. It could have been totally different.
Mm.
I think you mentioned the Arcturians were the last ones to go through ascension cycle. And I was wondering, did they happen to have cell phones, and how did they deal with that problem?
Yeah, Mermaid wants to speak up. Yeah, there's a lot of civilizations. I only use them because that seems to be when people have knowledge about. There's been a lot of them. Mermaid, you wanted to start?
Yeah, I don't have an answer as such. I just wanted to comment. It's a great question. We've talked about this, and we know people from the Galactic Federation that would like to see the internet and the whole globe turned off, and of course cell phones are in that category. Just pull the plug, make it all go away and start from scratch, because they can see from their higher perspective that the whole web that we're all completely mind controlled by is this internet. If you just imagine it like a web, a world wide web, it's just webbing us in this control system. And they're like, just pull the plug. Can we just pull the plug? And it's not maybe that simple. And so you can take the mic from there, Keister.
Because
I agree. I'm like, can we just pull the plug and go back to the old times?
Yeah. So I'd say we can use Arcturians. I'd say the Orions probably were the most efficient. They would use, first of all, they change the technology so it is purely vocal recognition. So the reason I'm so heavy-handed on the technology here is because we have a machine in our hand that is, not only does it have a tremendous amount of microwaves, but it's a transmitter and receiver to your biofeedback. So just holding a phone is going to give the phone a lot of information around you, your emotions. It can read all of your feelings, whereas some of the technologies, I'll use the Orions, it would only be a radio, very, very low in voltage. They use crystalline transmissions. So if you go back to crystalline technology like you had when you were a kid making your first radio, that would be what they would use. But eventually you don't use them anymore because you get so powerful. So when you're inspired to do something, that synchronicity is your new communication tool. So I'm inspired to go find someone who makes bicycles that I love. Well, that inspiration will be your next phone in between your growth and development as a human. Does that make sense?
It does. So we're still going to be using the cell phones through this transitional phase, though, until we're able to go ahead and communicate in a different way, as you just said.
Yeah, I'll give you a number. By 21, I'll say 2100, you won't have them anymore, right in there.
All right.
You won't have anything like that. You'll be too advanced. You'll be too advanced.
Okay. Yeah, it was concerning to me because you mentioned that we wouldn't ascend if we continue to keep using these devices. And I think I could probably speak for everybody listening to you. We definitely want to ascend. So how do we solve that solution? I mean, do we go ahead and take it upon ourselves to throw away the phone, get a landline with an answering machine like it was back in 1980s? Boycott the cell phones. Is that how we do it?
Yeah, so I'll speak for people that do interact with the Galactic Federation, and those are not necessarily my opinions. I'll speak to the bulk of the U.S. military around that is all around the world. I said U.S., that's all around the world. And the Q teams. In order for us to heal, we're going to have to get sick first, is everyone's opinion. My opinion is to take the tablecloth off the table and let everything fall. But for the most part, if we look at the global decision-making process for this topic, everyone is going to have to see it for themselves in order to condemn it, because it'll just backfill into another system. So unfortunately, we don't understand things very well, but we definitely understand pain. Wouldn't you say?
We learn the absolutely. Hard way.
Certainly.
And so that has been the model that is being used for money, the RV, the technology that's been shoved down your throat, and I'll hold my tongue whether I feel that's the best way or not, but certainly that's how most civilizations have done it. They just stopped preferring this kind of communication. But it's pretty hard sell to explain to people that they're being mind controlled with timelines that are not theirs when it's just their mother's birthday.
So I think, well, for now, I mean, I wish it would disappear on the whole planet, and as you said, it will in the future. But for now, all we can do is control our own existence, I suppose. So if you start with yourself, and maybe everyone in your household will follow suit when they see how peaceful you are. But if you just start with your own life, that's all we really can control, and you yourself will ascend. And it's not a be-all and end-all. I know some people still really feel they need it and their job relies on it and things like that, and it's not to put harsh judgment on you if you still do feel you need to use it. It's just to show you that awareness that it could be holding you back, and it's in the way of timelines, etc. And maybe start weaning yourself off it a little, maybe stop writing back to people and stop answering phone calls when you don't feel like it, and turn off all the apps that are dinging at you all the time, and at least go to an old flip phone, because it's not got the super toxic, terrible energy coming from it.
Yeah, the short-term solution is make phone calls with great care. Hi, I'm going to need some help today. Can you help me? Those kind of things, when you really, really, hey, I'm looking for this. Do you have one of these? But do it in a phone call, because the energetics, that you're so powerful now when you talk. The intentions will be very pure. When you text, those are fake intentions, as an example. I hope that helps.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. There's so much Q can explain about the smartphones too, that it's a lot worse than we think. It's not just, obviously we know radiation and things like that from the phones, people having them in their pocket against the body, like physically they're a nightmare, of course, and having them near children and babies with soft heads and things like that is just really bad. But it's also it's like the AI and the way they're actually like that they're a lot more dangerous than we realize. That people know that they're listening to you. You have a chat with a friend and your phone's not even in the room, and then suddenly your phone's advertising what you were talking about. That's obvious stuff, but it gets a lot more creepy than that, which could be a whole show in itself. That I don't know anyone but Q that knows this information about the phone, so you should do a special on it. That might make people put it down and realize I can actually live life without it.
Well, the people that manage the CIA know about it, so does Steve Jobs, so that's where I'll stand on that. Hey, thanks, Kevin. Do you have any other questions?
I really do not, and I just love you guys, and I just can't. I'm so excited every Saturday when you come on. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love it.
Thank you so much. You're the one that keeps me going.
Day, you guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
You too.
Good day.
All right.
Maybe we're making an impact today. Maybe we're making some sense. I thought people in Florida just golfed and sat around at the at the country club. That's cool. Okay, so
we've got, I think, from California, we have Tatiana, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, from California on line one.
What's the question,
son? Son has blue filter, can't see normally. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hello, 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 California.
My deep gratitude and love to both of you. I'm so
My
excited.
My love to you. Love to you. I'm so nervous.
Me, I am nervous. Thank you. my son started having this with one eye around 7 or 8 years old, but he's 11 now. He started complaining that he is seeing everything, what according to his word, looks like a blue filter over everything. Like he would look at white color and it looks blue, or if it's like, for example, purple, it becomes kind of like brown or closer to dark, like dark black or something like that. So he stopped seeing normal colors and started with one eye, and then sounds like a few months ago, it's the second eye started getting affected as well. So it was, I wanted to ask, what is it and how can we help him?
Okay, very good. Thank you for that question. I think we did a segment on blind visibility last week or so. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Please.
Okay, so how old is your son?
He's 11 now.
11. And when you describe the colors, notice the age is interesting. When he describes the color, is he lost as the visibility and or dexterity of the detail of his vision as well?
No, he seems to see everything perfectly fine. It's just the color.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Really good news. Okay. And then, how long has this been occurring?
Well, I think it was, so it's been probably about 4 years now. I don't know exactly, actually, unfortunately, when it started, but about 4 years
now.
And
it's gotten worse, correct?
Yes, it's according to his words, it's getting worse.
Okay. Is it impairing his vision, though?
I wouldn't say so.
Okay, good. All right. So so when you give me the information, I'm able to read the situation through you and see him. And it looks like he's pretty close to you right now.
Yes. I mean, probably a few feet away.
Pretty good, aren't I?
No distance, no time.
That's right. Okay, so what we'll work on now is why. And so very obvious as I see him that he is playing without control of the energetics of the dimension and the dimensional reality. So what we're really talking about, based on the information so far, is learning how to tune and calibrate. As I told you before, I've been blind in a human body, and that's basically what I would see too. So each color is going to represent a different frequency, and if you can calibrate it, you'll bring back the colors to what they're supposed to be, so to speak. But you'll still know the energetics of it. So you know, the short version is your son is looking at things, aligning the energetics, and then the representation is represented by colors. So start working with animals, living things, they'll have different colors and different conditions and different moods, different auras, etc. Look at plants, start comparing the two. Start there and see if he can organically calibrate. So look at a plant for maybe several minutes, maybe an hour. Then go look at your pet dog for several minutes and maybe an hour. Body of water, things like that. And see if that helps recalibrate it. Otherwise, command your spirit to heal and balance the way you want it to be. That's my suggestion. If you don't get any results within a month, Go ahead and see if you can reach back to us, and I'll work with him more in depth. But for me, it looks like we just have a calibration with a very special individual.
Oh, thank you so much.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
And so you know how to do the healing, correct? You know how to command your spirit with your son to heal and balance him. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we've been doing it, and he's been doing it. My only, challenge, I guess I would say, is that sometimes it feels to me that he is hijacked by the dark, and then it's kind of strange because then he would refuse completely. He would not want to do it. He would just...
I'll say it again. He's a very special individual. And we special individuals, you, we get special treatment, don't we?
Yes.
You're doing great. You're going to do just fine. You're going to do just fine. Just fine. And tell your son my love to him.
Thank you so much. Can I have one more question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
It has to do with children. I've been so excited to, and in my heart, so much love and gratitude to you for that, putting it into words and putting it out there for us as far as how we just live out of our heart and out of our highest inspiration and all of that. And I'm trying to, not only, of course, myself, do that my best in life, but also I'm trying to do it in relation to my kids and also, you know, show them with my example. Or, I mean, maybe I don't even know that they're showing me. I know that they're teaching me. But sometimes in a situation where you're with kids, it's where... it's hard. I feel like it's hard to follow that highest inspiration because, for example, I don't feel like doing it. But as a mom, you know, it's my responsibility to say, like, maybe it's, you know, safety related, or like I'm trying to guard them from being attacked by the darkness. But that they're not wanting to do it. So how would you suggest? How would you follow my highest inspiration for me and for them at such moments, for example?
Yeah, and the mermaid knows what I'm going to say, and it's just the same for every parent, is just drown the kids. It's just that simple. It is a constant study. For the most part, situational decisions is what was pretty much the topic today in the last show. How did we get ourselves in the situation is my question. And now, why do I react to someone else's situation? The solution is to slow down the decision-making and really catch yourself getting in a situation that, as you said, is not your inspiration. So do we let our kids be free? Does our heart pull us so much we have to go clean their skin knee when maybe they could do it themselves? Things like that is maybe an idea. Are we getting in situation? Do we have to get involved in every situation? That's my question. That's how I would start and work backwards. I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
That is really important. I love your question because there are so many parents out there, especially, all parents and mothers and single parents and people that are going through ascension and their parenting. And it is.
Were you ever a child?
I was.
Were you a good child?
I was a little naughty, I think.
Were you?
I didn't know. I just never conformed. So the rules and school and everything. It's tough to conform to fake rules when you already know they're fake when you're little. Most kids do. They're like, why? If a rule doesn't make sense, you're like, why would I do that? Anyway, keep me on track. It's really hard. It's really hard to go through ascension with children. Absolutely, and everyone that's doing it is doing an absolute extra amazing job than you know, people that don't have kids and all their kids are grown up and stuff. I know it's very complicated because you can't always be following your highest joy because. You kind of are. We talk about this a lot. So, like, you have to drop them somewhere and you don't really want to. You're really comfortable at home in your pajamas and now you have to take them to soccer practice, things like that. just really play with it, and it will start to flow a little better the more you play with it and you talk to them about it too. Like, and they might stop doing things they don't want to do. They might start to realize they didn't really like it in the first place either. They'd rather just be at home, you know, drawing or doing something else. Just sort of play with it. And then I guess at the end of the day, even sometimes when we don't really want, it's not our highest joy to do something, it is our highest joy to give them joy because they really want to do something. So then we do it anyway. And that's also fine because that's part of being a parent. We put them first and we adore them. But yeah, just play with it. I would just play with it. I started just stopping doing certain things, but there's still other things you still got to do, like cook dinner every night when you might not feel like it, when someone else that's in the ascension cycle is just having a blissful day on their own and they just want to kick up their feet and watch the sunset with a glass of wine and go to bed. Well, we can't do that, the parents. So, yeah, I totally feel you. And just, yeah, we just have to keep doing our best and balance it as much as we can.
I don't even like it.
For sure. It's a constant dancing.
That's a great suggestion. So maybe someone else does enjoy, as it is inspired to cook, you know, and those examples. Mm-hmm. And so if you slow down and really assess, you know, I hate cooking, things like that. And by the way, why are we eating anyway? Just an idea. Thank you for your questions.
You so
our love to you. Our love to you.
Yeah, be back in touch. We really want to help with your son, so do get back in touch. And we'll figure out a more help if we need to. But hopefully, this is a good first step.
Oh, my deepest gratitude to both of you. I will reach out if nothing changes.
Beautiful day.
Thank you.
Bye.
The kids thing is fun. How do we get kids in the first place? What happens?
Well, we choose to have them.
How did we do that?
We chose to have them.
You're not gonna fight, are you? Okay, so
you're gonna go X-rated Q or what?
No, I'm just saying that was it from a place of love or was it from a place of lust? Okay, so is my kid a problem because he came from love or from lust?
Sometimes it might be neither. It might be like the mother might have just wanted the child and not been in love or in lust.
There's many ways. It's just not. Then who's going to come into the body? What spirit is going to come into physicality? And how come we love them so much, even though we hate them sometimes? How does that work? You can tell I don't have any kids, right?
Well, you do have kids.
Yeah, I've got about a billion of them. A billion, like a billion kids. This is what this show's about, is about children. Mm-hmm. Talking to children every day, of course.
That's right.
I love them. All right, let's move on out of the ridiculousness. We are going to call someone called Annie. Annie's calling us, excuse me. New greetings for Q. Annie, are you there? Sorry to keep you so long. Annie.
Yes, I am here.
Annie, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is a bogan?
Bogan.
Got it.
Ask the mermaid.
He's trying to learn all the Aussie slang that he can. He's doing his best.
I don't know why everything's got a Y on the end of it. Like
we shorten everything.
You can have a brekkie.
Time for brekkie.
How can I help you, Annie?
Yes, I over say couple of years, I have been finding very difficult to greet somebody saying hello or good morning. So I was thinking that maybe we should come up with another greeting that we all can feel comfortable with and has a lot of vibration in it.
How about this? Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah. I have one, no, but then I can't say it to everybody who is not awake. So growing unconditional love from my heart to yours.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think you can say that to people that aren't awake too. It might wake them up.
To yours.
Beautiful.
To me and my, yes, and to everyone who's listening.
Yep. And so what's interesting about the ascension cycles, love your observation. So the language we are appreciating that I do not appreciate is all black magic. And so your spirit, yes, is going to catch on to it, as you've mentioned and said, I don't feel like putting consonants into. So where you come from, your legacy, you would never have a consonant in your words, and that's why it's bothering you. So as you can see, the Hawaiians have probably
difficult. I get up in the morning, yeah, and yeah, I can't even say good morning to my husband. I say good morning, then I say, oh, I don't want to say morning. Don't want to have a miserable day.
Yeah, no, completely understand. Turn in a project that you can build us a new language. We had a couple come through, so I'm curious where they're going to land here. But song is your best communication.
Yes. I wish you can sort of say to everyone, hey, my unconditional love from my heart to yours. But
you can't.
But people will look at you sort of funny.
Yes. Do you have another question? I hope that helps.
Yes. I have put in project. I'm working on, as I call it, Rao Yoga, R-A, which is reverse aging. And I know I got so much to do. And I've been like you. I had to heal myself. And then I've been looking at everything, and I came up with how everything locks you up, and how there are ways we can work through to basically help a lot of people. And using this system together with commands, affirmations, we can achieve tremendous results. So I know that I have to be out there in the whole world. And you said last time that it will be very hard to get out of Australia. And I can see what's going on, because now, like, the both parties of the government, they are working together to basically control the speech and everything. So,
and your question?
I have to get out of this country, I think. I just don't know how I'm going to do it.
Well, just make sure it's from inspiration and joy to go somewhere else, though, not just leaving out of fear, though. That's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, because you sort of, like, if you get stuck and you can't sort of travel, then how can you get out there and help so many people who need help? You need that freedom to be freely, to be able to do things freely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call. You have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
I love you. We're moving on to other callers. Forgive us. All right. That was a fun one. Maybe she should be teaching us.
Yeah.
She should be teaching us.
Hmm. All aloha, right. Aloha.
Aloha.
June from Michigan.
What's your question, June? Hey, June.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Cuke. Hi, Mermaid. Are you there? Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
What's your question?
Okay. Well, last week you said you wanted to hear my song I made based on the command.
Let's hear it.
Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Hello? Okay, so I need to know how the balance is, because I don't have like.
How can I help you?
Are you there? Okay.
Hi. I'm
Hello.
Looking for Q today.
What's your name, please?
Hello.
It's Andra from New York.
How do you spell Andra?
Okay, hold on.
A-R-A.
Are you there?
E-R-A.
Okay, so
New York.
I'm hearing a lot of background noise. I can't hear you very well. I'm going to sing my song for you.
Is on behalf of humanity.
I hope you can hear this.
The Voynich Manuscript.
All right.
Who wrote the what?
Hello?
Voynich Manuscript.
Just stay right there, please.
Hello? Sorry, June, we're having some technical difficulties, I think. Could you hold on 1 second?
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay.
Everything good? Go for it. I think we got through it.
This lady.
Go for it, June.
Okay. So,
nope, I have created...
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I created 3 songs. They're each 1 minute. The last one's 45 seconds long. You want me to do one of them for you?
Please.
Hello? Okay, I have to put the music on. So, and you have to tell me how the balance is. But I created the song. It's familiar music. So here, I have to put you on speakerphone. I don't have a smartphone. It's old technology. So here I go. All right. Ready? All right.
Ready.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Man, crying creator, take this thought from my head and drop all of those thoughts in my heart. Now, take those thoughts that I have, every single one of them in my head. Drop them all in my heart. Now I command my creator, take those thoughts from my head and drop all of those thoughts in my heart. Now take those thoughts that I have, every single one of them, from my head, drop them all in my heart. Now, did you hear that?
That was so beautiful. You gave me chills. That was so beautiful.
Okay.
I wish people sing freely more often. It's just so, so heartwarming. We're all so shy to sing, and it's just so beautiful. Thank you so much, June.
I have 2 more if you want to hear it.
Give us another.
You want to hear another one? Yes. Do you want to hear it?
Go for it.
Can you hear us? Yes, please.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Another familiar song that you've heard of. The words just kept flowing out of my mind, so I just sing this all day in the car, okay? Here we go. I command time to create. Bring me all my light into me now. Bring me all my light into me. I command my prime creator. I command prime creator. Bring me all my light into me now. Bring me all my light into me. I command my prime creator. Bring it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now. Bring all my light into me. I command my prime creator. Bring it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now. Bring all my light into me. I command my prime creator. Bring it to me now. That's the second one. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Thank you so much for doing that. You are so, so talented. Thank you for doing that. But I'm going to, I think the trademark's okay. already been put out.
Thank you so much, June, for hanging on and singing to us.
I hope I didn't do anything. Okay. All right. All right. Talk to you later then. I'm sorry if I did something wrong.
No, that's all great. Right. Never stop pulling on us. I love you. I love you. Love you.
Thank you so much, June. All right. Have a beautiful day and keep singing. I love it.
Okay. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
We can get one more in here. New York is on the line, I think. Who wrote the Vonage manuscripts? Okay. Vonage manuscript. There is more than one, so let me make sure I get the right one. Do we have New York on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Hi. How can I help you, New York?
Hello to both of you.
Hello to you.
Well, I realize we are at the end of disclosure, at the very bottom, but in all my rabbit holes, I have not found anyone who can provide an answer as to who wrote the Voynich manuscript, why it hasn't ever been able to be decoded, what on earth those plants are that we don't have on earth, and why is it here?
Okay, thank you. May I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Okay.
Please do.
Are we talking about Voynich or Voynich?
Voynich, V-O-Y.
N-I-C-H.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Okay, a lot of material there, and I only have a few minutes, but what is it? What does it feel like to you?
It feels like, well, certainly a civilization before us that had entirely different fauna and flora and clearly different practices of the, I guess I'll call them feminine practices. I don't know. Very, very little of it is even online. I guess Yale has it now, so we'll never see it. But it doesn't seem, it doesn't feel as if it was intended as instruction for future societies so much as almost someone's personal diary.
Yes. Okay, so let me get to it real quick here before I run out of time. All right, so the intention, so that individual is taking credit for it, but that's not the individual, as you can tell, who wrote it. You can get that far, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what it's real important that we know why it was written, not who and how. So that was your roadmap to prove that if you live on the land you sow, the nutrients and frequency codes of your land, from your planet, from the earth, through the food you consume, are all living. And then you would be more stimulated. You'd be a higher frequency. You'd sustain a higher frequency demand of yourself from the area you were sowing. The planet would also be infused with you and vice versa. That's the purpose of them, is to prove. And that's what I've been working on, too, with a lot of these farmers, is it's one thing to have organic food. It's another thing to have highly energetic food that you grew and nurtured and loved. Does that make sense?
It does. And that's
okay. So that goes for the water supply, the oxygen supply. It's the most ancient technology you're ever going to find, and that is what you give is what you get. And so when you you really take care of your land, really take care of what you're growing, and with great passion, by the way, then you become that as well, and so does your food.
Thank you.
So I wouldn't give anybody credit. We used to know that right when we were born. Everything, we should take great care with everything we do in most cases, except when your chihuahua interrupts your show. Just kidding.
Love dogs are God.
Yeah. I hope that helped you. I think I'm going to have to get going here, though.
Thank you so much.
Bless My you. Love to you. You have a beautiful day. All right, Mermaid, we got another one in the books, huh? We did pretty well. Mm-hmm. We did pretty well. I'd like to answer questions
beautiful
all day.
Callers, as always.
Keep your prescriptions going. We're going to be able to call me 1-800-QSTER Monday through Friday soon. And we'll just let you hammer me all day. And the admin people help me, we assume. And we'll see how it works out. And so each day we'll have different topic, I feel. And I love you very much. Say hello to yourself for me. And my great, great love to you. What do you say, Mermaid? You want to say ciao?
Yeah, goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And all our love to all of you.
Thank you, Q-Team, Asha, Ron A., BBS Radio. Don't forget to read for the people.space. My love to you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.